Isaiah chapter 65. I have been consulted by those who did not ask for me. I have been found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here I am, here I am," to a nation which was not called by my name. I have stretched out my hands all day long to a recalcitrant people, who walk in a way which is not good, after their own thoughts, a people who provoke me to anger to my face all the time, sacrificing in the gardens and burning incense on the bricks, who live in sepulchres and dwell in secret spaces, who eat pork and whose pans contain soup made from abominable things, who say, "Keep yourself to yourself, do not approach me, for I am holier than you." These things are smoke in my nose, a fire burning all day long. Behold, it is written before me, I will not be silent, but I will repay, and I will repay into their bosom. As for your iniquities, and the iniquities of your fathers together, says the Lord, your fathers who burned incense on the mountains, and showed me contempt on the hills, I will mete out their first undertaking into their bosom. This is what the Lord says. As the new wine is found in the bunch of grapes, and someone says, "Do not ruin it, for there is a blessing in it," so I will do for the sake of my servants, so as not to bring all to ruin. And I will bring a seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah an inheritor of my mountains. And my chosen ones will inherit this, and my servants will dwell there. And Sharon will be a pasture for sheep, and the valley of Achor a place for oxen to lie down, for my people who have sought me. But you are forsakers of the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for Gad, and who fill the vial with spiced wine for Mani. So I will destine you for the sword, and you will all stoop for slaughter. Because I called, but you did not answer. I spoke, but you did not listen, and you did what is evil in my sight, and you chose what I dislike. Therefore, this is what my Lord the Lord says. Behold, my servants will eat, but you will hunger. Behold, my servants will drink, but you will thirst. Behold, my servants will rejoice, but you will be ashamed. Behold, my servants will be jubilant from a cheerful heart, but you will cry out from a painful heart, and you will wail from a broken spirit. And you will leave your name as a curse to my chosen ones, and my Lord the Lord will put you to death, and he will call his servants by another name, so that he who is blessed on earth will be blessed by the God of truth, and he who swears on earth will swear by the God of truth, because the former adversities will be forgotten, and because they will be hidden from my eyes. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered, and they will not arise in the heart. But rejoice and exult in all perpetuity in what I am about to create. For I am about to create Jerusalem, a joy, and her people will be a delight. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and exult in my people, and the sound of weeping and the sound of outcry will no longer be heard in it. There will no longer be from there a child a few days old, or an old man whose days are not fulfilled. For a child will die at 100 years old, and a sinner aged 100 years will be accursed. And they will build houses and live in them, and they will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They will not build and another will live there. They will not plant and another will eat. For the days of my people will be like the days of a tree, and my chosen ones will enjoy the work of their hands. They will not toil in vain, and they will not give birth in prospect of terror, for they will be a seed blessed by the Lord, as will their offspring with them. And it will come to pass that before they call out, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will heed them. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion like the ox will eat straw. But as for the serpent, his food will be dust. They will not do harm, and they will not cause damage, anywhere in my holy mountain, says the Lord.